From Washington, VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou, trying to plug the leaks. At the White House today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions at a news conference announcing his determination to go after people leaking classified information.
No one is entitled to surreptitiously fight to advance battles in the media by revealing sensitive government information.
Just yesterday, the Washington Post first published leaked transcripts of President Trump's January phone calls with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
No government can be effective when its leaders cannot discuss sensitive matters in confidence or talk freely in confidence with foreign leaders.
Sessions says he'll investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice and not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out the country. As the Attorney General addressed the media, President Trump was getting briefed on the government's hurricane preparation efforts by disaster response officials at FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Trump touting his administration's commitment to disaster relief, telling the people the nation is strong on homeland security and with respect to FEMA, a final stop before the president begins his vacation. Well, flames engulfing one of the tallest residential towers in Dubai Friday, 336 meters tall, the second time in 2 years that residents had to scramble to safety as chunks of debris fell to the street. Ironically, the tower is called the Torch Building. Dubai's civil defense said firefighters brought the blaze under control in about 3 hours. No injuries reported. The cause of the fire not clear yet, but in February 2015, another blaze damaged the Torch Tower. This is VOA News. Police in Australia saying two brothers, they're facing terrorism charges for their alleged attempts to place a bomb on board a plane out of Sydney last month. Police saying the plot was directed by the Islamic State group. Allegedly, the individuals tried to create an improvised chemical device designed to release the highly toxic hydrogen sulfide. Michael Phelan is Australia's Federal Police Deputy Commissioner, who praised security officials.
A lot of tireless work went in. As soon as the information came in to law enforcement agencies, through intelligence agencies, these people were immediately placed under surveillance, and steps were taken to mitigate any threat that may have occurred, no matter how small the amount of information we had.
The 49 and 32-year-old brothers, they're charged with planning a terrorist attack. A third man is in custody. A fourth was released without charge. Venezuela's National Constituent Assembly holding its first meeting in Caracas Friday despite international outcries and opposition protests. The gathering of the delegates elected to rewrite Venezuela's constitution is setting the stage for a possible showdown between President Nicolas Maduro and the political opposition, which says the election was not fair. The United States has said it will not recognize the National Constituent Assembly. Opposition leaders are calling for a mass protest today. A suicide bomber in Afghanistan killing at least 4 people Thursday night in an attack on a convoy of foreign troops between Kabul and the largest American base in the country. Initial reports saying 3 Afghan civilians died during the attack. U.S. officials announcing later that 1 soldier from NATO's Resolute Support mission was among the dead. More than 12 people, both civilians and soldiers, were wounded. Wildfires in Europe still raging. Athens, Greece, 3 firefighters hurt there fighting large brush fires. In Albania, 300 firefighters and military personnel working to keep 25 fires under control. And around the French Mediterranean island of Corsica, fires burning there where soaring temperatures are adding to the problems. The Ethiopian parliament lifting the state of emergency enacted last year following months of protests that claimed hundreds of lives. The parliament, which convened Friday for a special session, approved the measure shortly after listening to a report presented by Defense Minister Siraj Fergesi. Fergesi said, even though there are a few incidents happening in some areas, we understand that it can be handled by local security and administrations, given that it can happen any time. He said, we have assessed the general situation, and we've compiled a report for the parliament and our decision to lift the state of emergency. Emergency rule was imposed on October 9, 2016, after a development scheme for the capital Addis Ababa sparked unrest. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.